you know, as the week went on, I figured it out off the tee around here. Iron play continued to be pretty solid. Just couldn't get the thing in the hole, you know. I mean, I finished off with back-to-back kind of missed eight footers there, which, you know, kind of summed up my week, really. But enjoyed it a lot. I think this golf course, you know, really put itself on the map. It played great. It looked amazing. Players loved it. I'm just proud for Ballyliffin, you know, the way the whole thing turned out for them. And hopefully we can get a great winner today, which I'm sure we will. And it was a fun Irish Open, as always. You always wish you could jump in a time machine and go back and have a chat with yourself and work out how you were thinking, because I certainly don't remember how I was thinking. The game just felt easy. You felt loose. Kind of what I said in the press conference early in the week, you know, you get that carefreeness in your body and you just kind of let it go a little bit. So, you know, it's just a different stage of my life, different person, different priorities. Like you say, mechanically, I feel like my games could be in as good a shape as it's ever been in. But the standard's high. It's hard to win out here. It's hard to compete every week. And so kind of keep grinding away. And I feel like the brain is slowly clicking into the direction it needs to be in to put myself in that space where I can play my best.
You alluded to the fact after your third round that you might skip the Scottish Open, which would mean you'd skip your chance of playing in the Open Championship, because you need to be in that top three of otherwise non-exempt players in Scotland to qualify. What have you thought about overnight?
Yeah, I think everything I've been through this week with lost bags and missing Open qualifying, and I think it would be silly of me to have come this far the last few months, played as much golf as I have, and not go that extra mile and play next week, you know. So it was a little bit of a knee-jerk sort of thought yesterday when I came off the round. I was a little frustrated. I missed a short one on 9 and hit a bad drive on 11. I was trudging down the 12th fairway and my brain was starting to kind of conjure up all kinds of weird and wonderful suggestions, as the beautiful game of golf can do from time to time. And I ended up at a fairly rash decision that I might not play next week. But, you know, my history at the Scottish Open, I played well at Gullen last time I was there. And like I say, it's been a long road. May as well finish this last mile and see if we can't get ourselves to Carnoustie. I've got a reset for the next 48 hours and I can easily do that. I'm going to head up to Portrush tonight, see the family a little bit, spend 24 hours up there. Might watch my little brother play 9 holes in the north of Ireland tomorrow. And just chill out really a little bit and head over to Scotland Tuesday morning. I've got a little testing to do. Wasn't 100% happy with my bag setup this week, so I've got a little bag setup stuff to work on next week. But no, listen, I you know, I've been here before. I can reset and I can be ready for Thursday, the Scottish Open, and give it 100%.
Sure. I know you said start of the week, it wasn't going to be any kind of excuse what happened, the drama at the start of this week. When you're reflecting it now, though, it wasn't obviously the ideal way to start.
Yeah, no, but I mean, listen, it didn't have any impact on my performance this week. You know, I feel like it just made it a long week, you know, mentally. I mean, I feel like, you know, Monday and Tuesday were kind of a write-off, both mentally and physically. But no excuses. It didn't impact my performance. I played great in a Wednesday Pro-Am on Wednesday morning. And I was ready to go Thursday. And to be honest with you, you know, ball striking was decent. It took me a while to figure this golf course out off the tee, because we did see a few switching wind directions early in the week. But I hit it good this weekend. Hit a lot of quality irons all week, and like I say, the putter eluded me a little bit this week, but I can easily sort that out for next week.
You were predicting high teens probably for the winner, maybe even minus 20. If Van Rooyen goes well, that could happen today.
Van Rooyen could make me look less stupid if he plays well today. But if I'd have been a gambling man this week, I'd have definitely not have cashed in at the bookie, shall we say. I had this golf course pegged for something of a birdie fest, and I was kind of wrong. I was very wrong.